गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना 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 यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी आयु राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी परिवराजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरषट्शि श्रीमान् डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 27, entitled The Process of Deity Worship, Text Number 19. Shuchihi Sambhrita Sambharaha Pragdarbhai Kalpitasanaha Asina Pragudagvache अर्चायां त्वथ सम्मुखः शुचिः संभृत संभारः प्राग्दर्भैर् कल्पितासनः आसीनः प्रागुदग्वाचे अर्चायां त्वथ सम्मुखः शुचिः संभृत संभारः प्राग्दर्भैर् कल्पितासनः आसीनः प्रागुदग्वाचे अर्चायां त्वथ सम्मुखः। संभारः प्रादर्भैर्कल्पितासनः आसीनः प्रागुदग्वाचे अर्चायां त्वथ सम्मुखः। माताजि शुचिः संभृतसंभारः शुचिः संभृत संभारः शुचिहि क्लीन संभृत हैविंग कलेक्टेड संभारः द पैराफर्नेलिया प्राक देयर टिप्स फेसिंग द ईस्ट दर्भैः विद ब्लेड्स ऑफ कुश ग्रास कल्पित हैविंग अरेंज्ड आसनः हिज ओन सीट आसीनः सिटिंग प्राक फेसिंग द ईस्ट उदक फेसिंग द नॉर्थ वा और अर्चेत ही शुड परफॉर्म द वर्शिप अर्चायां ऑफ द डीटी टू But, atha, or else, sammukha, directly facing. Translation purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. After cleansing himself and collecting all the paraphernalia, the worshipper should arrange his own seat with blades of kusha grass whose tips point eastward. He should then sit facing either east or north, or else, if the deity is fixed in one place, he should sit directly facing the deity. Purport. The word Sambhrata Sambhara means that before beginning the deity worship, one should place all necessary paraphernalia nearby. In this way, one will not have to get up continually to search for different items. If the deity has been permanently installed, then one should sit facing the deity. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Jaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Takta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadhi Gaura Bhakta Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So, we would like to welcome everyone to our weekly Sunday morning Bhagavatam class. This section of the Bhagavatam in the 11th canto wherein Lord Krishna is explaining to Uddhava in the course of his Uddhava Gita, specifically one whole chapter dedicated to the potency, the importance, the intricacies, and also the spirit of deity worship. Actually, Srimad Bhagavatam is like an ocean. Just like Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu. Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu. It's like an ocean. And each of the cantos, each of the chapters, each of the sections there are like different parts of the ocean, and each chapter or each section could be compared to a wave. And Srila Prabhupada established in all of his temples a systematic study of Srimad Bhagavatam every day, following the guidance of Srimad Bhagavatam itself, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. He had the full faith that just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, the dormant love of God within the heart of every living entity will be awakened. This was the faith by which he was able to travel all over the world. In his Jaladuta prayers, in that Bengali poem that he wrote, he introduced 5 verses of Sanskrit. And those Sanskrit verses were this: Shrinvatam sukatha krishna punyashravana kirtanah hridi antasthohi abhadrani vidhunoti saritsatham nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishthiki. Then simply by regular oral reception to the words of Srimad Bhagavatam from those who are sincerely trying to put it to practice in their own lives and speaking in accordance with the conclusion of the parampara, bhaktir bhavati naishthiki, nishtha, anarthas will go away and nishtha will be established. Fixed devotional service will be established. Tada rajastamo bhava kamalo bhadayaschaye cheteyetair anavidham sitam sattve prasidati. People will come to the mode of goodness, more or less. Goodness means steadiness. For steadiness, that goodness is required. The passion and ignorance are little whimsical. Titam sattve evam prasanna manaso, and actually will become happy by regularly hearing. Not that externally we'll be just walking around happy, but our core source of happiness, of connection with the Lord, will be there while the waves of dualities, maybe we may be responding to those things, but deep inside that sambandha, the connectivity with the Lord, the source of all happiness, bliss, we will be connecting and therefore not unduly disturbed by the dualities of this world. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogatah bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Gradually we come free from the unwanted things. Vidyate hridaya granthi chidyante sarva samshayah kshiyante chasya karmani drishte evatmanishwari. Vidyate hridaya granthi, all the unwanted, the not in the heart, since time immemorial that has been tied of the body and the soul and eternally married forever through the false ego. That is the knot which ties the subtle and the gross body to the soul. Vidyate hridaya granthi chidyante sarva samshaya. The doubts in the heart, which is like a brake in the vehicle of bhakti to progress further. Chidyante, it is removed from the brakes and the accelerator of shraddha is pressed. Kshiyante chasya karmani drishta evatmaneshvare, will be able to see the self. Yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvam cha mahi pashyati. So, and to institute this, he had these temples all over the world. What an amazing facility and an opportunity to practice everything in this book, we need a space, a place, a laboratory to practice the theory that has been given. That's how we establish temples. As I said, deity worship is a very powerful and important aspect of Vedic culture. But unfortunately, it has been misunderstood or just not understood by not only the foreign invaders who came and could not appreciate worship of some stone, what they thought, Bhut Parastha. But also materialistic and atheistic mindset of the people, of so-called followers of the Vedic scriptures also. In the scriptures it says, Archye Vishnu Shiladhi Gurushu Naramati Vaishnave Jati Buddhi, that to see the beautiful deity of the Lord properly established and duly worshipped, to just as a piece of stone, to see the spiritual master, bona fide representative of the Lord, as an ordinary human being, that's how I see him. And Vaishnave Jati Buddhi, to see the external designations of a devotee of the Lord, is a materialistic conception, Naraki Buddhi, and such a materialistic conception continues to keep us in this material realm. Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam. That's Naraki, that's hellish. The Vedic scriptures teach us to see spirit even in matter. That's what Gita in the 10th chapter, Rasoham Apsu Kaunteya. Just try to see me as the taste of water. Prabhasmi Shashi Suryayo. When you see the light of the sun, remember me. Pranamas Sarva Vedeshu. Every time you recite, you say Omkara. That's me. Shabda Khe. Every time you hear, the word is me. The ability in man, the intelligence of the intelligent, the power of the powerful. So the Vedic scriptures is Chakshur Unmilitam, opening our eyes to the essence of everything, to the source of everything, and to see that in every moment, in everything, in every situation. While materialistic understanding is to, even in the spirit, you see only matter. Even when Lord Narsingdev appeared, Hiranyakashipu thought he is just a tricky guy. He just come to, you know, make sure that my whatever boons are there, just to counteract it. And in that sense, the acharyas established deities. But thoughtful and intelligent people do question, and rightfully so, when they see in the name of deity worship, anything and everything being worshipped, taking advantage of the piety of the people who are little dharmic and more pious. With clear-cut hidden intention than for what truly deity worship or temple establishment is actually meant for. So you have so many builders want to establish temples on their property before construction of all the buildings, just to enhance the rate of that place and attract people. So the old people get some facility to go and sit peacefully. They can't go anywhere, old people. So they like early morning conch shell blows, on paid fellow is there and worship. So Prabhupada calls it fruitive deity worship, with a fruitive mentality of the person and also of the intention. Sometimes various reasons. Some big smugglers want to establish some temple. People who have a lot of money, illegal, to make it legal and to create some piety established in this hutments and slum areas. But you want to establish temples where every religion can come, so they very thoughtfully establish such deities which is appreciated by every religion. Even desperately in India, where civic sense is very low, people urinate anywhere on the wall, spit anywhere on the wall, in the multi-storied building staircase walls, in the corners, you see tiles of so many gods and of different religions, so that, you know, the other fellow does not spit. So every, you know, multiple kind of thing. So deities, temples are established, but the whole purpose is, and that is also strongly criticized by the Bhagavatam. Yasyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke swadhi kalatradhishu bhauma ijyadhi yatirtha buddhi salinena karhichit janeshu abhigyeshu sa eva gokhara. Yasya atma buddhi kunape tridhatuke. Those who see human being as a bag containing of bile, air and phlegm. Tridhatuke, kapha, vata and pitta. Swadhihi kalatradishu. Who think that my extension in the form of my wife and children are permanently going to be with me. They are my family eternally. And bhauma ijyadhi. Yatirtha buddhi salinena. And who go to the holy places merely to take bath in those waters there and not to meet the enlightened souls and interact with them. And bhauma ijyadhi. bhauma is earth. Ijyadhi. So, worshipping the land of your birth just because you are born there, not because the place is great. Because this body is born here, this is very auspicious country. I am very proud of India. Why? Because I am born in India. India is great because I am born here. Unlike Lord Chaitanya said, Bharat Bhumite Manusha Janma Hoila Jar. Really, if you really want to claim yourself as an Indian, by default, two responsibilities. Janma Sarthaka Kari, Karo Paropakar. Otherwise, it is Bhauma Ijyadhi. And worshipping clay or deities made of any material elements. Bhauma Ijyadhi. So yes, even Bhagavatam strongly criticizes worship of mere stones or some deities. So what is it that makes the deity into a stone and the stone into a deity? There is a science by which the deity, by which this a stone can be empowered with all the powers of the Lord, and the deity can become a particular kind of mindset, just a piece of stone. Mano to main Ganga mahu, na mano to behta pani. There was a Bollywood song long back. Mano to main Ganga mahu, na mano to behta pani. Sounds very good. Recently I was telling one very close relative of mine to have some deity worship. Yeah, I know, we should do it. Ultimately, it's belief of the follower, that's all. It's a faith. And I had a discussion with him. It's not a question of faith. He said, it is not mano tumhe ganga, it is jano tumhe ganga mahu. Na jano to behta pani. You have to know the science. I may not believe in the law of gravity, but if I climb a multi-storied building and I say, I don't believe in the law of gravity, and jump, all the best. Who cares whether you believe it or not? The law works nevertheless. So it's not a question of having faith or no. Better to have faith in the truth and live in alignment with that truth. So I was explaining to him, it's not a question, it's a science. But there is a way to invoke the presence of the Lord to actually serve. By which you can, the real purpose, ultimately the main purpose of human life is to develop love of God. To love thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. To love. Prema pumartho mahan. Prem dhana vina vyartha daridra jivan. Dasakari vetan more deha prema dhan. Lord Chaitanya while explaining the Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Chaitanya Charitamrita, last chapter of the last canto, the Antilila, in Shikshastakam prayers, the last verse practically says, the goal of life, prem dhana vina vyartha daridra jivan. It's a vyartha. Shramayeva hi kevalam. If it is not awakening that love of God, all our worship, all our rituals, all our rules and regulations, at the end of the day, if they don't awaken the love of God, shramayeva hi kevalam, vyartha and daridra jivan. If we don't have the wealth of, ultimate wealth, which is there in the core of our heart, in a dormant state, if it is not awakened, it is daridra jivan. You came poor and you go poor. And that's only possible in the human form of life. So if for that purpose, with that goal in mind, when everything is done in a proper way as per the scriptures, then you can transform any of these eight materials to be invested with all the power and the potency of the Lord to reciprocate and to help us perfect our lives. It's just like imagine an iPhone, the most recent model, iPhone 6. 6 aaya, 7 bhi aaya kya? 10 tak aa gaya? 11 Pro. Imagine you give an iPhone 11 Pro to a villager who has no idea of this. No idea whatsoever as to what a mobile. I doubt whether any villager, they have much more than practically all. But imagine, absolutely illiterate, who doesn't know anything, landed from some other planet, whatever, and you give him this. To him, it is just a piece of fiber, plastic and silicon or whatever it is. But If you approach a person who is knowledgeable and take that person's help to understand the power that this little piece of instrument that you have can continue, you can connect with anything. Karlo dunya mutthi mein. You can connect with anyone at any time and do amazing things. Provided you install the right apps and the SIM card. It's very interesting. Install. It is called installation. The software has to be installed to make the hardware come alive. And that's what an acharya does. He knows the full science of connectivity. He has the science. And in apparently anything, wherever we see anything that is matter, he has the skill sets to actually bring, by invoking the presence of the Supreme Spirit, to not only reciprocate, but to see that spirit, or make that spirit visible to everyone, accessible to everyone. And we also develop that high level connectivity, if you know the right science. That's the only reason why a deity should be installed. No other reason. If you see all the major temples of the world, the Lord desired and the devotee reciprocated. Or the devotee desired and the Lord reciprocated. When Madhavendra Puri, Lord Chaitanya's Param Guru, Ishwar Puri's Guru, the founder of this prema or establishing this on this planet in a very substantial way before Lord Chaitanya, Madhavendra Puri, when he came, he was traveling, he was such pure-hearted devotee, he had no other desire than to glorify the Lord and to serve the Lord, to please the Lord. That's it. He was so renounced. You just travel all over in the, you know, Vrindavan, he was traveling and he came there. The Lord, you know, brought a little pot of milk and in the form of a ordinary cowherd boy. And gave him. This is just to establish a connection. I said, hey, you are very hungry and therefore here is a pot of milk. How did you know? Because Madhavendra Puri had adopted ayachaka vritti. He would never beg on his own. If something came on its own, okay. Can you imagine somebody taking that vow today? By chance, it's not that. And a person who is traveling all over. Today beggars are begging, still they don't get. He had decided, I'll just keep traveling. And the Lord personally brought, and he said, how did you know I am hungry? He said, no, in this village nobody goes hungry. And the village ladies, they saw that you are sitting here, therefore they sent me. And he drank it and kept the pot. He said, evening I'll come and connect. And then he didn't come. Then Madhavendra Puri, throughout the night he was just glorifying. In between, he just kind of dozed off and suddenly he saw a dream. And in that dream, the same boy came again. And he said, I am Govardhan Dhari. This place belongs to me. And my deity, I am there in my deity form, very close nearby a bush. And the Lord says, why? He could have appeared to anyone. Why I have appeared specifically to you? He says, Bahudino tomar patha kari nirikshan, kobe asi madhav ama kari ve sevan. Bahudino tomar patha kari nirikshan. I have been waiting for a long time for you. Kobe asi madhav ama kari ve sevan. When will Madhavendra Puri come and serve me? It's not the service. Service is rendered by millions of Lakshmis in the spiritual world. Lakshmi Sahasrasha Sambrahma Sevyamana. He doesn't require our vanaspati, ghees, food stuff. What he really looks forward to, as expressed in the previous verse, is the love of his devotee. That's what he basically looks for. His saragrahi is bhavagrahi. He looks for that love. And he said, Tomar prema vashe kori seva angikar, darshan diya nistaribo sakala samsar. Tomar prema vashe kori seva angikar. I don't need your service, but I need your love, which is translating in the form of that service. And I will come and darshan diya nistaribo sakala samsar. The devotees know this, that I may go away, but I want to invite the Lord. My Lord, you stay here eternally. This is the prayer of devotees when they come in front of the Lord. They don't pray anything for themselves. They say, my Lord, you stay here eternally. Keep glancing upon everyone. Keep giving your mercy to everyone. I don't want anything else. And let your service go on nicely. Because that's the only purpose the Lord descends. The only reason why the Lord descends, he has clearly made it expressive in the Bhagavad Gita, in the two verses. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya sadhishkatam dharma samsthapanarthaya. This is the external reason. To protect the pious, to annihilate the impious, and to protect dharma, establish dharma. But in Kali Yuga, more or less, everyone is a combination of both. So if he has to kill everyone, nobody will live. That's what Lord Nityananda told to Lord Chaitanya. This avatar is not for Sudarshan Chakra, my Lord, keep it aside. Keep it in the locker. Here there is a demoniac and there's a good dog and a bad dog in the same kennel. So now you need to do the needful. So a place where the purpose of the Lord's descent is fulfilled, where people are enlightened and their dormant divine nature is awakened through proper education and training. The unwanted things within their heart is within their heart individually and collectively, within the family, within the society, within the world. How to enhance the divine qualities and personalities and atmosphere. How to reduce the demoniac qualities, personalities and the atmosphere by establishing proper religious principles. This is the external reason. The real reason why the Lord descends, janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti tattvatah. By knowing him, tattvata. Bhakti tattva, rasa tattva, prema tattva, pranta, sabha shikhaila prabhu, bhagavat siddhanta. So, the great devotees of the Lord invite the Lord for basically two purposes. To fulfill their purpose of wanting to serve and to fulfill his purpose of delivering the mankind. That's the only reason. And with that reason, when the deities are established and proper systems established, that is real temple and that's real deity worship. Anything other than that is more or less some contamination. That is Bhauma Ijjadhi. So, there are two types of deity worship. As sadhakas, right now we don't see the deity. Right now we see only a piece of stone. Even though intellectually we know that this is deity, this is supposed to be. Therefore we are based on the scriptures, based on the orders of the saintly people, we try to very, very strictly, very, very conscientiously and cautiously approach and serve the deity. But as a devotee advances and the dormant love awakens, to awaken the love, this is the process. And after the love is awakened, it is just spontaneously this is done. All the powerful acharyas, His Holiness Radhanath Swami last week was speaking about how all these great acharyas, highly philosophical, they had their pranadhana. Rup Goswami pranadhana he, Srila Sanatana pranadhana he, Gopal Bhattir pranadhana he. Gopal Bhattir Goswami, he also had a strong desire that I have the Shaligram Shilas. I know they are non-different. Still, I want to serve. I have such wonderful jewels. How can I offer? In reciprocation of his desire, simply to accept that love of his devotee, the Lord appeared. And when he appeared, he had the best of all the three. The lotus feet of Madan Mohan, the chest of Gopinath, and the beautiful face of Govindadev. Sambandha, Abhidheya, Prayojan, all in one, three in one. Just to reciprocate with Gopal Bhatt Goswami. And since that time till today, 500 years, how many people have benefited by having his darshan, serving him, getting his blessings. So, how fortunate when such acharyas come amongst us, walk amongst us, and create a facility and invoke the presence of the Lord to come and help us, conditioned souls, to recognize first of all and gradually try to awaken the dormant love of God. Guru Krishna Prasadepa, it's a combined work of the Lord and the devotee. They do planning upstairs. Kya karna chahiye Bhagwan? Kya karu? Main bhi aaya tha to koi sunta hi nahi mera. Theek hai. Aap mat aao. Aap aane se aapko sab mamuli samajhte. When Krishna came, everyone thought, hey, he is like us only. You don't come. We will go. We will go and tell these rascals, hey, you know who he is. Then they will understand. Then we will invite you, then you come. First let them appreciate, understand. For that we will risk everything. Pragadha premero ei sobhav achar, nija dukha vighnadika na kare vichar. Lord Chaitanya was glorifying Madhavendrapuri. Pragadha premero ei sobhav achar. The nature of the love of God in the heart of the devotee is nija dukha vighnadika na kare vichar. They don't consider about their inconvenience, their suffering, their distress. They only are considering what will please my beloved. And therefore the Lord does so many wonderful pastimes to remove the distress apparently of the devotee. Whatever their desire, whatever their little desire, because they have no other desire for themselves. Whatever they desire is only for the welfare of the world. And therefore the Lord reciprocates. Srila Prabhupada was here in Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan in 1972. Shyam Sundar Prabhu was his secretary. So K.M. Munshi had called for some program here. Prabhupada came right on this doorstep, on the staircase. It is there. Whenever I go, I try to take the dust from that place. Prabhupada was standing on those Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan staircase. You know, about few steps there. That building is still there. He stood there and he looked around this place. And he pointed a stick and he said to Shyam Sundar Prabhu, he said, we should have a temple in this neighborhood. A devotee's desire, a pure devotee's desire, Krishna makes a note. The devotee tells and he may go away, but the Lord doesn't forget. Oh, bola tha unhone. It is my project. He is always thinking about me. Therefore, I have to always think about whatever he wants. Because he is always thinking what I want. This is their loving reciprocation. The devotee only thinks of what the Lord wants and dare to do anything, go against the law of nature. Therefore, the Lord also goes against the law of nature. He reciprocates. He starts speaking. He starts walking. And then he realizes, oh, I'm not supposed to do this. I'm supposed to be a deity. But everyone knows, we know, Lord, you are there in the deity. It's an amazing reciprocation. And just by hearing about it, we get purified. So, I was reading in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj speaks about the nine processes of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam. In that particular section, which is about 1.5 to 2 pages, Srila Prabhupada elaborates certain aspects of deity worship. First of all, he says, especially for householders, deity worship is very important. In fact, he goes even to the extent of saying, otherwise their fall down is positively assured. Very strong. Otherwise their fall down is positively assured. Because the environment is so much surrounded with negativity and materialistic situation that it is natural to be affected by that consciousness. Whether you like it or not. You don't have to go out of the house. All the maya comes right inside at the press of a button. Right here. The deity of Maya Devi. We install it and with whole family come together and serve. Minimum so many hours a day. And each one has a personal deity also. Maya Devi's deity. Jahan Krishna tahan nahi Maya radhikar. But now it becomes reverse. How much time, how much energy, consciousness is dedicated to that? So, it is very important that he says that for the grihasthas, deity worship is very important. Until and unless if they are very close to the temple, if they are directly coming here, that's another thing. But for some reasons, if they are not there, just doing that is so important. Then he explains, of course that deity worship must be done under the instruction and guidance of a guru or a bona fide representative of the Lord. Because otherwise, we really don't know how to please him, what is deity, how to serve, how to please, do's and don'ts, what not. The not is also equally important. Again, the example of a mobile. If you don't know and mess up, it hangs. No reciprocation. Hang mode mein chala gaya. Because you press too many buttons or wrong way. So there are offenses to the deity. What not to do. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Chaitanya Shikshamrita. All the offenses he puts under 5 categories, that's all. If you analyze all the 40 here, 20 here, 64 there, all the offenses can be boiled down to these 5 essential types of offenses. The first is negligence in spite of ability. You have ability, the strength to offer obeisances, the strength or the resources to offer fresh flowers, the seasonal fruits, or to celebrate nice festivals. But you don't do it. Negligence in spite of ability. Why did you call me then? You called me, I came. मैडम यू से अभी आ गए, क्यों आए, तो बुलाया क्यों? सो नेग्लिजेंस इन स्पाइट ऑफ एबिलिटी, नॉट टू प्रॉपरली वर्शिप देम, वट एवर वी हैव अंडर द प्रॉपर गाइडेंस डिसाइडेड दैट दिस इज हाउ विल डू. सेकेंड, डिसरिस्पेक्ट, एनी फॉर्म ऑफ डिसरिस्पेक्ट. यू आर नॉट सपोज टू face the feet to the deity, face the back to the deity and shout loudly or whatever. A very important person has come. So anything that makes us feel that it is a piece of stone, any form of disrespect. Third is impurity. He is supremely pure, paramam pavitram. So as far as possible, try to maintain the purity. So in an impure state, in an impure consciousness, in an impure condition, one is not supposed to worship. Then, lack of determination. You decided to do something and not able to do that. Before doing the whole worship, you eat or whatever, or in between you go out, whatever. So some kind of determination to nicely serve. And the fifth one is pride. And look at them. They are not able. Just see the items that I offer. That very much defeats the very purpose of deity worship. Humbly trying to serve. So, when we do it under the guidance of the scriptures and a bona fide representative of the Lord, and stick by, try to, gradually we will experience the presence of the Lord in our home and eventually even in our heart too. We become conscious. That is being Krishna conscious. To be conscious of Krishna in the house, to be conscious of Krishna in my own heart. So I am very conscious of my thoughts. Just like when we say in the temple, we should not be thinking like this. We should not be speaking. Let's go out and speak. ये चीजें बाहर जाके बात करें, यहां नहीं करेंगे, भगवान है यहां. सो ग्रेजुअली व्हेन यू रियलाइज द लॉर्ड इज इन द हार्ट, यू आर कॉन्शियस ऑफ एवरी थॉट, एवरी वर्ड, एवरी एक्शन, दैट्स कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस. सो व्हेन इट इज डन अंडर द गाइडेंस ऑफ एंड नॉट एट द कॉम्प्रोमाइज ऑफ हियरिंग एंड चैंटिंग, बिकॉज इफ द हियरिंग एंड चैंटिंग इज नॉट हैपनिंग, ग्रेजुअली द डीटी विल बिकम अ बर्डन, piece of stone or you know, little burdensome. So therefore, that is the first thing. And in the guidance of scriptures and a representative, genuine representative, when we start worshipping the deity, few things happen. Firstly, there is purification that starts happening of the consciousness. Why? So what is the meaning of pure? Purity means to bring a thing to its original state, right? From a contaminated state, to bring a thing to its original state is called purification. Purity, we are purifying that. So, what is our natural constitutional position? Jiver Swarup Hoy Krishner Nitya Das. When we invite the Lord into our home, we are declaring to ourselves, our family, and to the society at large that He is the master of this place. We are all His servants. So really welcoming the Lord into our home is declaring clearly to the whole world that who am I? I am simply the servant and He is our Lord and Master. So that is the first thing that happens. Secondly, there is unity. Because Krishna becomes the center of our activities. No more. Otherwise it's like, I want what I want when I want. So everyone has their own way. But when keeping the Lord in the center means, from today, He is the Lord, we are all His servants. Whatever He wants, that will be offered and we will only take prasad. Whatever kind of food He likes, He's a Lord. He eats and then we eat His remnants. Whatever He desires, that is what we shall all do. however he desires, that's the thing we will start doing it. That's the kind of clothes we wear, that's the kind of food we eat, that's the kind of talks we do, that's the kind of ritual this will happen. So naturally, Krishna, to the extent we are consciously under proper guidance doing the deity worship, it unites a family that prays together, stays together. And there is peace naturally because there is no conflict of interest. The interest is what will please him. And because of that, automatically there is no extra effort that the parents have to do to give samskaras to their next generation. Because when they see the parents doing it, yesterday we had this seminar, character development, and Sri Damasaka Prabhu was speaking, the values are caught, not taught. It's a fact. Whatever the parents, yadyad acharati, sreshti, yadyad acharati. And the first sreshta in the house for a child is the parents. So that kind of deep impression comes. Even though later they may be bombarded with atheistic environment, atheistic philosophy, atheistic information, but it's like a wet cement. Children's heart is like a wet cement. Whatever is impressed in the beginning years, like Prabhupada said, in the beginning stage, we used to serve the deities, we used to see our parents doing it. I used to get up hearing the bell that was ringing. My father would be worshipping. And later even, I went to the Scottish church school and so much bombardment of all that thing. As soon as I met Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, everything came back. So that was his humility. It never went out to come back. But that's his humility. He speaks like that. I got involved with all this education outside stuff. But then immediately everything came back. Because that impression was already there. Parents are really concerned about my values. Will they be communicated to the next generation? In the challenges and the situation, changing situation outside. But it's a fact. Powerful samskaras are given to the next generation. At least foundational ones. Then, cleanliness. Sometimes it's like a mess. Something like a hostel sometimes. But truly, home means your conscience, that is Krishna's place. Prabhupada said the temple should be revolutionarily clean. If you have invited the Lord, He is supremely pure. You don't like to stay in a place which is too dirty. You want to walk away. You don't like to stay in a place people don't respect you. Any gentleman will not like it. But why will the Lord stay? Why will the Lord want to be there? So, cleanliness. Naturally, you say everything should be spick and span. This is Krishna's house. And just by serving and keeping his interest as a priority, naturally, over a period of time, this attraction to the Lord enhances, increases. Automatically. You see something in the market, you suddenly think of, this can be offered to the Lord. This can be done, this can be done. You're conscious of the Lord's presence and anything, you know, to be served. So by serving, where there is a love, there is service. If you have no love, start serving, you develop love. So by serving, a natural attraction for the Lord develops, which is the true purpose. That's a sign of love. And the flip side of it, not the flip side, but the other aspect is, you develop healthy detachment from this world. Not dry, superficial, artificial, hypocritical kind of detachment, but healthy detachment. This all belongs to the Lord. Whenever He wants, He may give. If He wants, He can take it. He is the controller. He knows. Whatever we have, manasa deho geho joki chumor arpilung tuvapade nanda kishor. It develops a very healthy detachment. Or in other words, utilizing everything that Krishna has given us, the resources, the intelligence, the strength, the influence, in His glorification and our purification. So then, it doesn't really matter. If it's there, we'll serve. If it's not there, all right. It so subtly happens that we don't even recognize it. It's like an elevator. I always give this example. I went to Ukraine first time, and it was a 60-storied building. And I got into the elevator, and the numbers were also in some other language. So they pressed the button. Generally, the lift moves, you get a sensation it is moving. At least in India, it happens. And you know, gradually it starts, the bulb glows, and then you reach somewhere. But then it just kind of closed and it opened. And the person said, Chalo, Bartal. No, we go to 24th floor. Yeah, this is 24th. Kya bol raha hai? Bola, I couldn't believe. Are you sure? Said, come. And I went out, and of course there was a balcony. Then I peeped through the window and I saw down, and all these cars were looking small. Oh, sahi mein upar aa gaye. Really, we have come up. It was so, you know, not noticeable at all. So swift and so smooth that I never realized. Only when I looked down and I saw everything going, then I realized. Similarly, within a very short time, apparently, you know, like when you're walking on the ground, even a one building or two floored building look too overwhelmingly big. But when you're high in the air somewhere, even the biggest buildings look so insignificant small. Similarly, as we are serving the Lord and developing devotion and seeing everything from Krishna's point of view. Krishna consciousness also means to see everything from Krishna's point of view. And from seeing Krishna's point of view means very, very high, very, very big picture you see. The long continuity of our journey in this material world. And from a very, very big space of what is this planet, what is this millions of universes. It's like one mustard seed in front for Krishna. We may not develop that kind of perspective, but at least even the big problems in our life apparently seem so insignificant that we are not affected as much as we would have been before. Because we know Krishna is there. He loves us. He knows what is best for us. And He's all powerful. If you have conviction of three things, He's omnipotent, He's omniscient, and all loving. If you are convinced about these three things, then we will never be bewildered in our life. You know this question, why do bad things happen to good people? If He is all knowing, He knows what is best for me, what's happening in my life. If He is all powerful, not a blade of grass can move without His sanction. That means He is allowing something to happen. But somebody is all-knowing and all-powerful. He can exploit you. You are at His mercy. He is all-loving. He will never do anything in our life which is not good for us. So sometimes even a mother slaps. Still the child goes and holds the mother. Where else will she go? Where will the child go? So, a healthy detachment by the attachment to the Lord, there is detachment from things of this world. And now, coming to the main purport here, we have to come back to the purport, you see. At least, of course, sometimes when the purport is very small, then you have freedom to do, speak whatever you want. but I should be loyal to the purport also. This verse is talking about preparing yourself before you do deity worship. And I was thinking, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna has come in the form of His holy name. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. That's also Vigraha. It is the Vigraha, Rasa Vigraha, Chaitanya. It is alive and full of juice. It is so full of juicy. Purna Shuddho, Nitya Mukto, Abhinnatvat Nama. There's no difference between the holy name and how merciful the Lord is. Nam Nam Kari Bahudhan, Nija Sarva Shakti. With all His powers and potencies, whenever you want and say, Krishna, Hare Krishna, He has to come. Can you imagine? You just say Hare Krishna, wherever the Lord is, has to come. Of course, Ye Yathamam Prapadyante, to the extent you actually are convinced about it and take shelter, to that extent the Lord appears. What a benediction. Only in Kali Yuga. This is the special benediction. So there has to be some preparation. And I was thinking, actually, when we chant the holy name, the preparation should become the previous night. Preparation shouldn't become after Shikshashtakam prayers, after Tulsi Puja. Actually, it begins previous night. Just like deity worship begins the previous night. Our Muralidhar Prabhu was mentioning, his friend is a fighter pilot. A fighter pilot, you know, they have like 350 knobs, you know, all the, what do you say? Controls. 350 to 400 controls, you know, like at full speed it goes. The speed with which the fighter planes go. In case you doze, even for a fraction of a second, it will enter the earth. That speed, you know, suddenly it goes like that speed that fighter plane goes. And sometimes you see in 26 January, they have this flying. They fly so close and then go away. Imagine, it's a rule there. 16 hours before the flight, the pilots are not supposed to take even a drop of liquor. The many things they are told not to consume, which makes them even not 100% alert if they have to fly. Just to fly the fighter plane, because it's quite costly, you know, crores and crores of thousands of crores of rupees. And even the person, so much has been invested for the pilot. So, the preparation starts 16 hours before, and they are forced to take so much hours of sleep so that they can't doze. They have to be 100% alert. So he was talking how, if you understand, we have an appointment with Krishna. Can you imagine? Appointment with Krishna. Every day, preferably you fix that time. And the preparation should start. It's a meeting. I mean, we may not take it so seriously. If you have to meet the Prime Minister, you start preparing well in advance. We saw the Prime Minister or the President of America is coming. Preparation started how much? So what to speak of meeting Ananta Koti Brahmanda Nayaka? But we take it for granted because hai, wo to bula lega aa jata hai wo. So there is a tendency to kind of take it cheaply. But especially, you know, on the order of the Guru when we are chanting a fixed number of rounds at least. At least that consciousness. Or as far as possible to do it in a proper mood. Anukulyasa sankalpa. As it is explained here, one should place all necessary paraphernalia nearby. In this way, one will not have to get up continuity search for items. No distractions. So whatever is favorable, what time of the day is most favorable to meet only me and Krishna? I remember very early in Krishna consciousness, I asked His Holiness Raghunath Swami Maharaj this question. I said, Maharaj, I want some time for myself. You know, I want seclusion. What do I have to do? So Maharaj said, this was, you know, just I was fresh and sometimes, you know, too much crowded, everything, I need a privacy, exclusive time for myself. So Maharaj said, when you're worshipping the deity, you are in seclusion. When you're chanting the holy name, you are in seclusion. When you are in Bhagavatam class, you are in seclusion. Seclusion? Sitting among thousands. Yeah, it is you and Krishna. When you are worshipping the deity, it's you and Krishna. When you are chanting the holy name, you and Krishna. When you are sitting in Bhagavatam, you and Krishna. In the book form, Puranam Brahma Samhitam. Otherwise, other kind of seclusion, you and Maya. At that time, I think that was needed. And after that I decided, hey, me and Krishna. Nothing else. And as things, anukulyasa sankalpo, anything that is favorable, gradually, slowly we try to inculcate in our habits. And anything that is unfavorable, we kind of try to remove it. Nothing else. It should be exclusive. It's me and Krishna. So, I was in Banaganga some few months back and I saw these ducks there. And I liked these. The lesson from there was, you know, they were just floating, very gracefully floating on the waters. But when you go down the water and see their feet, their feet is like paddling full speed, but externally smooth. So just thinking, the intense struggle is within, you know, to cry out, to helplessly cry out, but externally you may be sitting just one place. But internally there is that deep struggle and, you know, sometimes to keep awake and sometimes to cry out and sometimes, you know, shout and dance and cry and whatever you do. Not externally, of course, but internally. So these are Sthiram Sukham Asanam. I was attending a seminar on yoga. Patanjali says, about asana, he says only two things, sthiram and sukham. Sthiram means steady and sukham means comfortable. Not too comfortable, so you go to sleep, and not too uncomfortable where you're distracted. Asanam, it's talking about asanam. We should be properly seated. Really seating means seating at our natural constitutional position at the lotus feet of the Lord. What is that? Kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. So we are sitting at the lotus feet of the Lord or the Guru. And that is our asana. That's a very good asana. Samakaya shiro griva. Dharayan achalam sthiram. Externally achalam. But inside there is chalam. Extremely activity. Fully activity. Trying to actually take shelter. Nannamakari bahudha nija sarvashaktra arpitani vitasmarani. Etadrishi tava kripa. How much Lord merciful. Durdaivam idrisham iha jani na anuraga. Therefore Lord Chaitanya, on our behalf, prays, how I have no so much attraction. And then, when we come in front of the deity, there is, naturally Krishna will give us, anoint our eyes with some ointment of love, that someday we will be able to actually appreciate and see Krishna there. playing on his flute and appreciate that reciprocation. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If there is a... Since I have finished 1 minute early, we can take a question. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for this amazing class. Prabhu, you were in your class, you mentioned that the five elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, and then you were actually going to explain that how these five elements can be used, or you know, through these five elements how we can understand Krishna better. And then you moved on to that mobile phone and you know, how those elements are so powerful.
No, not five. Specifically, Bhauma, Bhumi, earth element. Okay. Earth element in the form of either stone or clay.
If you can elaborate that a little bit more and define that understanding for me.
Okay, Bhauma Ijja Dhi. Ijja means worshipable. Dhi is mindset, mentality. So, merely to worship matter as worshipable just because it is connected to you in the form of this body. My family is glorious. My nation is glorious. Why? Because me. Is that, if that is the center, then that is material consciousness. Gokhara, sa eva gokhara. Yasya atma buddhi, me, this body. Mine, eternally, my family, my extension. The land, worshipable. But focus is me as the body. Then it is mundane. Then it is materialistic. But if it is Krishna as the center, or is part and parcel, the soul as the center, then that is spiritual. And that is spiritual. So, that's the point. It's not... While Archya Vishnu Shiladhi, Naraki Buddhi. So on one hand, to see the worshipable lords, deities as mundane, or to simply worship the mundane just because it is connected to you in a materialistic sense, both are not appreciated. So, you know, in that sense, as I said, Bharata Bhumi Te. Now, even Lord Ramchandra says, you know, Janani Janma Bhumishya Swargadapi Gariyasi. And Lord Chaitanya says, Bharata Bhumi Te Manushya Janma. And then he says, Jivar Sarubhai Krishna Nityadas. And one should see the whole family. But the idea is, if we are, what is the glory of this place? This place is meant for, this is Punya Bhumi, this is Dharma Bhumi, where the Lord have come in so many wonderful ways. If that's why you are, you know, happy or proud or grateful and fortunate, consider yourself fortunate to be born in this land. That is not a wrong, pride. I'm proud that I am Krishna's servant. But that's not a wrong pride. It's a right thing. We should be proud of that. But proud of anything other than our constitutional thing, that's ignorance. Yeah. You raised your hand? Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.